Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C.
This half hour is presented by City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Friday to you, and welcome to my good friend Deja Dowdell of Play Pensacola and the Parks and Rec Department. Good morning, Deja.
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you?
Hey, if you're here with me, I'm having a great day.
There we go. I love it.
So
I enjoy being here so much.
I am so, so happy you're here with us this morning. And like we were saying during the break, had an awesome talk yesterday with Molly at the at the Bayview Senior Center, talking about all the awesome programming that's reopening there. And we were just kind of teasing that you were going to be here today to tell us what is going on with our parks in the community, and just kind of the latest and greatest news.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for having Molly on yesterday too. I love the Bayview team. I love their energy and everything going on with all of our centers. So shout out to our centers and all of our staff there. Hey, our centers are open. If you miss your favorite staff, we are there. We are open and ready in person. So please do feel free to check out what programming we have and get involved. And, you know, visit playpensacola.com or follow our Facebook at Play Pecola Parks. We're always putting out information about the amazing things that we have going on. And I tout that only because I've been to a lot of them. And like just last week, Halloween, phenomenal event, and I'm so proud of them for kicking it off.
Oh, that's awesome. I have kind of sad, kind of happy. I was out of town for Halloween. One of my girlfriends got married, which was cool.
Oh, nice.
Do a Halloween wedding, but I mean, I wasn't here for the local stuff. So how was it? What was it like?
It was great, honestly. So I thought, you know, 2020 was just going to ruin, you know, the pandemic was going to ruin Halloween for everyone, but we had a great turnout at our Halloween event. We had a spooky candy bag grab at Woodland Heights. We also had a trick or treat event at Cobb and a couple of different events throughout, but a parking lot bash at Bayview. Wonderful turnouts at all of our events. So thank you to everyone who came out. We still practice safe social distancing, but I know that I had the opportunity to be at Woodland Heights, and the kids loved it, and they did an amazing job decorating out there. I was scared a little bit.
It was spooky?
Yes.
That is great. Well, I'm so happy to hear that, you know, of all the things that kids have had to miss out on this year, I feel like Halloween is just nothing but fun and candy. So
that's it.
We really don't want to miss that.
It's just candy. We did welcome some trick-or-treaters, and there was that older one, and I'll never forget him because he showed up at the doorstep with two younger kids, and I'm just like, so what are you? He's like, I'm a teenager. I'm a parent's worst nightmare.
Oh, he did not say that.
He did, but it was hilarious. I couldn't even blame him. I was just like, you know what? Hey, here's some candy.
That is so creative.
Keep your innocence.
Right? It's the scariest thing I could think of.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. Well, so good. All right, so good. Halloween was a success, and we are just moving right along, right?
Yeah.
Like, things have not stopped.
They have not stopped. I mean, we were stopped for a while. You know, just like everyone throughout, you know, the pandemic did have a big shift in everything that we had going on. So we're excited to be back in person, having things back rolling. So again, we're officially open at our centers. Please do come out. You know, as we transition back into the full-fledged programming where, you know, just like, for instance, Bayview just yesterday began their in-person programming. So we're segueing from virtual exclusively to bring everyone back. Some of our class sizes will be smaller. So we want to make sure that we have everyone register for the programs that you need to register for. But all of that information is online at playpensacola.com.
Yes, that's perfect. Because I think, like we were talking about yesterday with Molly, like parking lot bingo, so fun. And then the exercise classes that had been virtual now are coming back. And it seems like a little bit more almost every day. Things are opening and changing. So there's great ways to be able to keep up with that. Like,
yes,
what's open, what's not.
Exactly. And speaking of, we have an interactive parks map on our website to let you know what centers are open, what parks are open. We did have an impact to many of our parks, as most may know, due to Hurricane Sally. And for that reason, we had devised a way to communicate with everyone to let citizens know, hey, we don't want you just showing up to a park that may be closed and then you're wondering, hey, what's going on here? We want to let everyone know that we are reopening parks as they are deemed safe. So please check out our website, www.playpensacola.com. And right there underneath the greeting, you'll be able to find an interactive map where you can find out what parks are open. A green square indicates open, a red triangle indicates closed, and if you see a circle, a yellow circle, that means that the park or center is partially open, and you'll find out information about why that may be.
Oh, okay. This is awesome, by the way, that there's a map, because I know, like we were talking about in the past, or the last time you were here, was that the parks were actually closed, even though they're not like taped off or barricaded or anything, but because of the storm, the Parks and Rec is trying to get in there. Everyone, the city is trying to get everything cleaned up. So there's still some places that it's better if people go to the ones that are open.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Just so that we can ensure that things are deemed safe. Again, you know, some downed trees that took place and just making sure that all of our contractors are out there. Like, for instance, specifically Bayview Park, we're hoping to slate that within mid-November to have a contractor come out there. The dog park that everyone loves. You know, we want to get that fencing up for everyone to get it back. We receive regular messages, and that's absolutely understandable. You know, we want our furry pets to have their recreation too.
Of course, of course. In fact, we actually had gotten a text a few minutes ago that said, is the Bayview Dog Park open? And I had asked Molly about that yesterday, and I understand, like, we just can't until it's safe. We don't want to just say sure, come on, and it's really not time yet and someone gets hurt, or you know, we all love our animals. Like, we're not going to let that happen. So,
No. So
that's exciting though. So maybe, this month, I can't believe it's November, but this month there may be someone coming in to help with figuring out what is the right next step. What do we need to be able to reopen safely?
Exactly. It's definitely a partnership. You know, we want to get everything back to you guys as soon as possible, but we are relying on our the professionals, the ones who, you know, do place these things in place, that, you know, the barriers, the barricades that we need to keep everyone safe. So please bear with us, and thank you everyone for bearing with us. We will make sure that that information is communicated to you in real time, and if you check out that map, it will, as soon as it's open, I personally am a part of the communication portal that goes through the channels along to say, hey, this is open, so I will make sure that it's up there. You have my word specifically.
Hey, there we go. So now we know who to ask if we're like, is this map right? Then it's Deja's stamp of approval on this map. So follow the map. That's the best way to do it. And you said it's at playpensacola.com?
Yes, ma'am. Right on the homepage. If you scroll down just past the greeting, right above all of our announcements, you're able to find a map. You can actually zone into the specific location and find out information on your favorite park.
So cool. I'm doing this now as we speak, so I can just bookmark it. And then you can just know, because, you know, sometimes I'm just in different parts of town, like all, you know, all over the place. And I like to bring my dog everywhere I possibly can. So if there are places that we could hop out and like take a quick walk around, this is a great way to know, am I going to be in someone's way while they're trying to clean up? Or is this okay? Like, is this part open?
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, we don't want everyone having to come through a list. You know, we know that everyone knows where they want to be. So if maybe not, you may say, hey, this looks pretty fun across town. Let me go in and check it out. It's open. Why not? Take the opportunity to explore.
That is a great point. I know, especially with kids, sometimes like the same old park, the same old playground, it's exciting. Like, we're going to go try somewhere different and see what's happening on another side of town. This is so easy. I'm doing it on my phone. I'm checking it out. playpensacola.com, and this map, like you said, Daisy, just scroll down a little bit and there it is. So I love that, because then even if you're not looking for it, if you check out the website, you're gonna find it right there.
You'll find it in the on the first page. No digging, no searching. It's right there for you, because it's important, that information. You know, as we say, until deemed safe. So we want to make sure that you're equipped and knowledgeable about what you can do to keep things safe versus just going out there and, you know, finding out and discovering things along the way. So
yes, absolutely. Well, this is awesome. What a great resource for our community.
Thank you.
Really, really good stuff. And if you're just tuning in, I want to let everyone know I'm Ruthie C. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. And I'm speaking with Deja Dowdell of Play Pensacola and the City of Pensacola Parks and Rec. So we're talking all things parks and what's been happening lately. And I know that the programming restarted at the Bayview Senior Center, but that's not the only thing happening now, too.
Yes. I mean, all of our centers are open with the exception of the May Center, Theophilus May Center. However, we do have it slated to reopen on Monday, so that information will be updated on our website in the event that we do. But yes, we have a lot of things going on as we segue back into fully being in person and away from the virtual space. I don't want to say that because, you know, we do have to offer those things too because we want to give something for everyone. However, we are happy to be back in person and see all of your great faces and, you know, get back into our programming that we have at our centers. But just to let everyone know, the 12th annual Mayor's Cup, our Mayor's Cup Golf Classic. Traditionally, it's been hosted in October, but this year we're going to have it in November. It will take place 2 weeks from today, Friday, November 20th. So please, everyone, individuals, organizations, if you want to be involved, that information is at the announcements area on our page. It's also on our Facebook and our events page. However, we're partnering with the First Tee Gulf Coast, and it's an amazing initiative that we do every year where all proceeds from this event go towards the First Tee Gulf Coast. It's a wonderful program that pretty much teaches children, youth, life skills in the wonderful game of golf. So I've had the opportunity to learn golf a little bit more. Shout out to Adrian Stills over at Osceola Golf Course,
Okay. Our
golf pro and manager. And I mean, I'm loving the sport thus far. Getting out on the driving range is so much fun. So if you're an individual or organization out there that wants to get involved, please check out this information. Today is the last day for early bird registration. So we have different pricing that's available. Our individual pricing for registration at the early rate is $85 for an individual. If you're a foursome and you know, hey, I have me and three other people that can join in right away, that price is $325 if you register by today. And if you wait until after, which is okay, then that price goes up to $95 for individual, $350 for foursome. And so we want everyone to come out. There'll be food, tournament play, a golf ball drop, contest prizes, and an award ceremony. It won't be short of fun. I'm actually looking forward to it so much.
Wow, that sounds like a big deal. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you said, so it's 2 weeks from today, so on November the 20th, and it's not too late if people haven't registered yet. You want to play, you want to jump on that. You can even do it at a little bit of a discounted rate.
Yes.
Love it. I love the First Tee. They are so creative.
Aren't they?
With what they and how they offer back to the community and a partnership between the city with the Parks Department and the First Tee. That just sounds like it's good. It's bound to be a good time.
It's amazing. Marty, Jennifer, everyone over there, you know, they work very hard with keeping our youth involved in it. They have 17 programs throughout different golf courses and schools throughout the area, so they're really making an impact.
I agree. Yeah, shout out to the First Tee. They are awesome.
And if you want to register, you can go to firstteegolfcoast.org or call 456-7010, and you'll get more information. If you're not a golfer, that's okay, and you're just interested in sponsoring, we do have sponsorship opportunities as well, ranging from $100 to $2,500.
Wow, okay, so something for any price point, like if you want to get your name on that. And I know I'm not a golfer. That's not my forte, but I'm happy to support a good cause. So that might be more up some people's alleys. And they can find that information also on firstteegolfcoast.org?
Yes, or if you visit our website, that information is there as well, and you'll be able to read more into specifically what will be taking place throughout the day and then get the links and everything there too.
So exciting. So still a couple weeks out. There's plenty of time. Time for this hurricane season to wrap itself up.
Please,
we humbly beg. So that we can be outside enjoying this, like, in between storms. It's been gorgeous.
It has been gorgeous.
Perfect park weather. So hopefully for the 20th, we'll have that.
Exactly. I think, and that's what everyone was mentioning to me, because this will be my first year. They're saying, hey, you know what's funny? We had it in October, but it was so hot. I'm like, hot in October? What?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Gulf Coast.
So they're looking forward to having it this year in November, where it's a little bit cooler and probably a little bit easier to be out there throughout the day.
What are you looking forward to the most about the Mayor's Cup?
You know, I really want to see this golf ball drop. It's a contest. We did something similar in high school. It was like a grid drop. And so I guess, you know, the balls will drop from a helicopter onto the golf course. And if it lands on your area, you win. I think that's how it works. Please don't quote me. And you guys forgive me if I'm butchering the way the contest will work. But I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, this will be so interesting. Because when you said golf ball drop, I'm thinking something like the New Year's Eve ball drop, or like, oh, we're lowering and then we're counting down and now start your engines or something like that. What you just said sounds way cooler.
I wish I had a visual to be able to kind of describe it, but that's just how it is in my head, guys. It's definitely nothing anecdotal. So,
well, if that's not what happens, I feel like we'll start working on 2021 so that can be part of the agenda for next year if it's not already going to happen in a couple weeks here. I think that's a brilliant idea, Tayshia.
I think we've derived a new idea right here. Ruthie C pep talk.
This is where it happens. This is where the magic happens.
Exactly.
So that's coming up in a couple weeks. I also know that we were talking a little bit before about basketball. Youth basketball registration is also open.
Yes, all of our parents have been asking for this. So we are very, very happy to have our two basketball programs. We have two leagues going on. So
wow, so there's that much interest and like engagement. That's really cool.
I think so too. From what I hear, these basketball programs, like, they're very intense. Like, they have contests all the way through their tournaments, so they're officially, like, full-fledged leagues. But we have our Alpha Elite Youth Basketball League, and that is hosted out of our downtown centers. So Cobb, Fricker, and Woodland Heights. And then we also have our Vickery Youth Basketball League that's hosted out of Vickery Resource Center.
Very cool. So that's where if a parent was interested, or you know, you've got a kid who's begging you to play basketball, those are the two places to check. Well, actually, I guess any of those of the two leagues.
Yes. And maybe even both. If you have, as long as the time commitment is there, you know, hey, we would not reject that. You know, feel free to get involved. I know, sorry, parents. I know they're looking at me. They're probably thinking like, no way. That's two leagues. That's too much for me. But, you know, we just want to make sure that we're letting everyone know that we have something out there for everyone. And, you know, there, you know, different flexible options. So, hey, if one resource center is closer to you or however that may work best, utilize it. Anyway, we're more than happy to have your kids on board.
Very cool. I know I've been at the other dog park there at Roger Scott Athletic Complex and seen the kids at the Vickery Center playing basketball. I must have been there on a tournament day because there was a ton of excitement and the parking lot was full and it just looks like a blast.
It does. It really does. I mean, I've actually played basketball and those are the like fond memories. It's pretty fun for youth.
That's so great. Okay, so you can do that. You can find out more probably playpensacola.com.
Yes, playpensacola.com. Again, follow us at PlayPcola Parks. But if you want to get registered and you know right away or you've done it before, hey, we want to get going, check out webtrack.cityofpensacola.com. But you can get that link on playpensacola.com, our main website. Again, down at the bottom, there's an announcement board at our newsflash. So if you click that newsflash, direct links are there. You can get signed up. You can find out about the times of our sessions, the age groups, and the pricing. And you'll be able to choose a league that you want to participate in and go right into signing up and registering. And they do have different dates. So our Alpha Elite Youth Basketball League, that registration closes on the 23rd of November because they will begin on the 30th of November. And then we have our Vickery League, registration goes all the way through January 4th because they'll be starting in early mid-January.
Okay, good to know. So if you miss the Alpha Elite, but your kiddo still really wants to play, and it's not too late, you can check out the Vickery Center until after, even all the way through after the new year. You said the 4th?
Yes, the 4th of January.
Awesome.
And that, again, gives flexible options. You know, parents have different things going on. I know we are incorporating things through virtual school, so we want to make sure. I know.
That's, oh, yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation. But But, you know, we want to make things as easy as possible for you guys. So definitely sign up and look for that information and all of the deadlines, all of the age groups, all of that information is available.
So good. So much good stuff is going on. All right. So we're talking all about the interactive map. We've got the Mayor's Cup coming up in a couple weeks. We've got the centers open. We've got the youth basketball registration. Holy cow.
Yeah.
My friend, there is a lot happening in your world. Is there anything that you're like particularly really looking forward to as we close out 2020 officially?
Well, you know what? I'm just looking forward to taking a step back as far as just the pivots. I hate, and I'm not a buzzword person, but man, I feel like I've been on the court pivoting around.
Right. Yes, thankfully you did basketball when you were a kid.
Right. It worked out. But, you know, I think, you know, I know everyone is looking forward to all of the events that we traditionally host. You know, we have some amazing events at Play Pensacola that we offer to all of you. Free of charge, just to bring everyone out in the community. So, you know, please continue to practice safe social distancing. You know, wear your masks, do your part, wash your hands, do everything that you can to keep each other safe so that we can be full-fledged back next year with Movies in the Park, Blues on the Bay, our Easter egg hunt, our Halloween egg hunts. We're looking forward to it. That's what I'm looking forward to in 2021.
And I'm glad you said that, because there are things that we can all still be doing to contribute and not just think, I'm so sick of this, I'm so over it, I'm just going to go back to,
even though we are,
to normal. Even though we are, and we can all take a minute to acknowledge, like, we are all still in this together. And if we want next year to be, like, back and better than ever, there are still some things we can be doing now to take care of ourselves and each other. So I'm glad you put that out there. That's a good PSA.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I mean, you know, it's just key. We, you know, especially going into flu season and the, you know, colder weather, you know, whatever we can, however we can, you know, it's all individual choice. It's, you know, but we want to make sure that, you know, I want to be there out and seeing everyone at the amphitheater and in Community Maritime Park next year. So I'll be doing my part to ensure that we can get us there.
Hey, I'm glad you mentioned the Maritime Park. I was looking at the map. It looks like it is a red triangle. Is that right?
It should be a circle. It should be a yellow circle that means partially open.
Okay. Okay. That's great. Because I know that the damage from Sally there was just,
it was
unlike anything maybe any of the other parks probably saw, because it's right there on the water like that.
Exactly. A lot of our water parks, so Sanders Beach, Community Maritime Park, they were impacted the most, Bayview, just because they are on the water. And of course, we want to make sure that everyone is safe when they're out there. So the perimeter, for the most part, is that's the area that is closed. And then that back amphitheater, you can only have permission to go in there when you have a special event, which, speaking of, this weekend will be this Sunday we'll be hosting free yoga in Community Maritime Park.
That's what I was going to ask about. I see you right now. I do see the yellow circle. I maybe was looking at Bruce Beach.
They're close together, so it's like almost like you have to really zoom in.
That's right. Yeah, so you gotta get down into that map. But okay, so but yoga is still happening on Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. And that's in the amphitheater area, the back, on the back side of the stadium.
So it will be there. I know we've played around with the different locations, and there is a map that specify specifically, but for the most part, my understanding is that they will be inside of the amphitheater area. There's some barcades that are up. Please don't be alarmed, but you're able to go back in there, or you'll probably just see everyone kind of gathering. There'll be that one larger gathering where they're practicing social distancing, but you know, they'll be all together.
That's great. Do you remember off the top of your head what time that starts on Sunday?
That should be at 9 a.m., but I believe, yeah, it's 9 a.m., and that's just to take advantage of the times. Or is it 10? Ooh, goodness.
This is a good reason to check out the website and the Facebook page.
Yes. Please check out our website, www.playpensacola.com. And actually, it is at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
10 a.m. on Sunday. Well, thank you so much, Deja. It's always so great to catch up with you.
Thank you so much for having me, Ruthie.